Hello, I'm Isabel Vasigalupo, and this is Almost 40. On today's episode, we'll talk about dating, and specifically dating after a breakup, especially when we think we know we're totally ready and, well, sometimes we're not. It's interesting how, looking back, I realized how much I always thought I was ready to date after a breakup. I always thought that even though I might not have been healed 100%, I was definitely ready to date. And it's a process. It's a process and it takes time. Sometimes it's better to wait, but sometimes it's good to put yourself out there and let the lessons come to you. Why can I be you? After licking my wounds as a result of my last breakup with Matthew, my first boyfriend after my lengthy divorce, well, I was ready to date again. And so, there he showed up. Tall and handsome, divorced like I was, two kids around Amber's age, in good shape, physically and mentally. At least, that's what it looked like. He fitted all the categories of a good date for a fashionable divorcee like myself. We had gone on a couple of dates by now, and this time he surprised me with an intimate concert of a South American performer. The space was small and cozy, and we were having such a nice chat while waiting for the performance to start. He was a bit shy, and somehow every date seemed like the first one at the beginning. After a few silly jokes on my part to break the ice, he always seemed to be more at ease. We had not kissed yet, and I was curious a bit. Well, not a bit. I was very curious. Nothing worse than finding out your cute date is a terrible kisser. Since the venue was a restaurant, we ordered a couple of appetizers and a bottle of wine. The wine arrived, and after a couple of glasses, we were both giggling a bit more. It felt good. The wine, soft lighting, nice soft background music. And suddenly, after another one of my silly jokes that screamed for just kiss me now, he leaned towards me. And there I was, shocked. Not at his newfound courage, but at the background music I heard. The girl band was playing. That's how I used to call them anyway. Till today, I can't remember the band's name, but they were unmistakable. A band of girls playing very well-known songs and mellowing them down. I didn't completely dislike them. I just didn't like them as much as my ex did, who would play them often. To be honest with you, I didn't love what they did to my favorite The Cure song, Why Can I Be You? It just made me laugh, because it was not a popular band. What were the chances of this song being on the venue's playlist while the live show was getting ready to start? And just at that very second, stealing my date's kiss. The band snuck in the middle of my almost kiss, and with them memories rushed in. What could have been a sweet first kiss was abruptly interrupted. My ex was sitting right between us, and it was not my date's fault. It wasn't Matthew's fault either, or the girls' band. I put him there, in a blink of a music flashback. I could have stopped the wave of memories that rushed in, I guess, but I didn't. Sometimes you think you're ready, and life slaps you in the face with a mellow remake of your favorite The Cure song. If you like this episode and podcast, please leave a review and don't forget to share it with friends and family. Thank you, Giacomo, for this song. This is Lover's Rock by Giacomo. You can find him at all music media platforms. Please follow us at Almost 40 Podcast on Instagram. That's all for today. See you every first Thursday of every month at Almost 40. Thank you for listening.